Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm really honored to have him with us for the next 60 minutes. He is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, star of Hollywood alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger and many others. Two of my favorite movies, The Predator and, of course, The Running Man. And he is going to be with us again for the next hour. I want to talk about the bailout, the economy, the police state, 9/11 truth, a TV show pilot he's working on. I want to talk about just a whole host of issues with him in the next hour. Governor Ventura, it's great to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here. Looking forward to coming down to Texas at the end of October.
Absolutely. And before this hour ends, I'll tell people specifically about that event. Out of the gates here, I didn't do any pre-interview. What do you think is most important to start off the hour with, sir?
I don't know, really. I guess the economy right now, of which, you know, I think all of us are paying attention to it and trying, I guess, to figure out the dilemma is, does a bailout work or doesn't it work? You know, you hear two sides to the story, and it certainly puts you in a predicament of picking the lesser of two evils, which means you're still picking evil.
Well, let me throw in my two cents. They are terrorizing the public with the president and others saying, do this or there'll be a depression. Stuff like that from a Treasury secretary and a president itself is fire in a theater. And then if you read the bailout plan, it gives them total immunity. It allows them to basically be separate from the government with no oversight. So really, I think the $700 billion itself is a distraction compared to the new powers it gives the Treasury.
Okay, well, I'll trust you on that one. You know, I've been involved in other things the last week or so. If that's the case, then I fully do not support the bailout, and I think it's ridiculous because this bailout, if it indeed happens, should come with so many rules and regulations that it's as sound as anything you can imagine, because you can't be just taking money and handing people blank checks and telling them to fix it, because that leaves virtually no accountability. It's kind of like how the war was run in Iraq.
We've certainly seen a lot of that. We relied about the war. We relied, too, about so many other issues, and now the same crew. I mean, take the conflict of interest. We have Henry Paulson, who still has a big stake in Goldman Sachs, directing tens of billions of dollars a week into his own company. I mean, how can he be doing that?
Well, you know, I guess the best answer to that, Alex, is that we've forgotten that the Constitution today is a thing of the past. It's a document that doesn't exist anymore, which says there will be a separation of powers into three separate divisions. And as I look at the country today, I see that that isn't happening at all. You know, that we aren't a separation of power anymore. There seems to be no checks and balances whatsoever, which is what the forefathers tried to put in when they created the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, was that making it a system of checks and balances. And the problem is we've allowed people, I mean, I kind of laughed the other day when I heard Ralph Nader refer to George Bush as King George.
And a socialist.
I don't think Ralph is that far off with being able to say King George.
Well, I agree. He's also pointed out that George Bush is more socialist than any president we've ever had. He's just giving it all to the elite.
Right. Oh, yeah, completely. You know, this is a bailout of wealthy, and their argument is that these are the people that provide the jobs, so that it will have a trickle-down effect to all of us, which I have to assume will be some correctness to it. But again, how do you bail out the top and trust what they're going to do? You know, clearly, I find it very interesting that the very people that wanted to deregulate everything are the ones now leading the socialist bailout.
Absolutely. Governor Jesse Ventura will also talk about his book that's been on the New York Times bestseller list, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. He is our guest for the rest of the hour after this quick break. Stay with us.
today unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's from his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest for the rest of the hour. There's so many issues to be discussed and to talk about. The finishing up of the bailout, you know, the internationalists that run the banking system created these trillions in derivatives. They tied it to our bank accounts, our 401ks. Now they're saying, come in and invest in this, or basically it's all going to implode. These are the same interests that have all been moving offshore. And so just in closing, any other thoughts on what's currently happening with the bailout that they are set to vote on in the Senate today, Governor?
Well, you know, again, we have to watch. My thing to tell all the American people is be vigilant, man. If you're not holding people's feet to the fire, you're going to get bad government. And that's the problem in this country as a whole, is that we sit back, we live in our own little worlds, and we don't pay attention to what's going on with the nation. And then by the time it catches us, we're basically caught with our pants down because we haven't paid attention at all. You know, maybe the good thing that will come out of this whole bailout issue is that it will finally get the American people to rise up, take their heads out of the sand, and start paying attention, Alex.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to ancient history, but I sure wish you were running for Senate. I don't blame you for not doing that because you've got some other, you know, ways of getting the word out to the people, staying in the fight. And we appreciate you not going back to back to Mexico to surf. We know that's probably quite beguiling, but let's get into the fact that you are doing a pilot, and I know you're doing some other stuff, but I don't know how far you can go, Governor.
Well, I'm doing actually, I've got possibly 2-3 pilots in the hopper, but I always like to tell people that I don't discuss them in great detail until the first check clears the bank. That's because these are TV shows, you know, and I'll be straight out front. I do get paid when I do pilots, like anyone else.
You're not a communist.
And I job like, and I, you know, you got to earn a living. And so, but the pilot that we're doing now with the True TV Network, which is the formerly Court TV, is going to deal with conspiracies. Because conspiracies have fascinated me for going on 20 to 25 years or better now, you know. Starting off with the murder of John F. Kennedy and watching it evolve into everything else and now into the 9/11 conspiracies. And so I think it's very intriguing stuff. And even for people that don't believe or don't want to or whatever it may be, it's still very compelling and interesting. And to me, it's truly better than anything like Tom Clancy could write or anything like that, because in many ways, real life has more intrigue and mystery than what anyone could make up in their own minds and write it down as a fiction writer. You know, Alex, I have my own imagination, so I don't really need to see somebody else's imagination or read about it. But I do like, I love history, and it disturbs me greatly when history is not recorded correctly or if history is misled, because then generations from now, people will never get a clear picture over what went on. And so, you know, delving into conspiracies, I think, is just great intrigue and great dramatic television. And not only will it hopefully inform you, hopefully will entertain you at the same time.
Well, I know that the networks are very interested in this because I've been approached many times with similar ideas by the networks, you know, delving into the secret meetings, infiltrating them, basically exposing what's going on underneath the rocks of government and corporations. And I can't think of a better person than the former underwater demolition and Navy SEAL individual and a former governor out there, you know, running around covering all of this. Now,
Wait, Alex, let's not cheat me either now that Sarah Palin's out there. I'm also a former mayor.
Absolutely. And former radio talk show host and movie star and professional wrestler.
Well, you know, that's going to be the intrigue of the show. As I said in the press release, you know, I've been a mayor, I've been a governor, now I'm going to get a chance to be a detective and to be able to go seek out the truth and hopefully go question people and get some answers. I guess, you know, if I could, what's going to happen in the show somewhat, I guess for lack of any other better way to put it, I'm going to become somewhat of a Michael Moore of television, I guess, for this pilot. I'm going to go ask questions people, and I think my credibility precedes me to where they can't take me lightly, and I'm going to go simply ask questions. And, Alex, when I was going through underwater demolition training, when we got to second phase, which was land warfare and demolition when I went through, I had an instructor back then during the demolition phase at San Clemente Island. And this instructor was a chief warrant officer, and he impressed to me very strongly, with no reservations whatsoever, that there is no such thing as a dumb question, especially when you work with demolition. Because not only can you kill yourself, you can kill your teammates along with you. And so I've gone through life with that premise in mind, that there is no dumb question. A question certainly isn't dumb to someone if they don't understand it. That's not dumb to them.
Well, that's what
and
I've seen
so
mainstream.
The way,
no, yeah, man.
Well, that's the way that I've gone through life. And that's what the essence of this TV show is going to be, simply that there is no dumb question, and every question deserves a honest answer to it. And so I'm going to be out and about asking some, you know, solid questions that I certainly don't consider dumb, and I don't think most people in America would either. And we'll see what kind of answers we could get from people.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that that's what, quote, conspiracy theory is the mainstream media and the dominant corporate culture. Anytime you say, hey, I think this bailout might not be a good idea. They've been calling that a conspiracy theory. Or, you know, I think that we need to question government more or have more checks and balances. Or there might be some corruption in government. They call it a conspiracy theory. So basically, anybody questioning the official paradigm is called a conspiracy theorist. And we've seen the same thing, you know, going back to Galileo when he said that the Earth was orbiting the sun, not the sun orbiting the Earth. You know, they called him a heretic. And isn't that what's so suspicious about 9/11 is that you just ask questions and they stonewall and act so suspicious, Governor?
Well, and to me, that's the question we're going to try to pursue. Why, if what they've told us is true, then, you know, there's that old quote, the truth will set you free. Well, why would you have any fear of telling the truth? Alex, I love to tell this story, if I may. When I was running for governor, and at the time it was very much in the early part where there were six or seven candidates and they were holding debates throughout the state of Minnesota, we're much different than Texas, where in Texas you get one debate. Up in Minnesota, generally, you might get 12 to 13 of them. And when we were at this one particular debate early on, we were seated alphabetical, so naturally I'm over on the far side. And I'll never forget all the seven or eight other participants in the debate came in with stacks of papers and spin papers and all this stuff. And I sat down with nothing. And I remember there was a black woman, a civilian, sitting to my left, and she quietly handed over to me a legal pad and pen. And I looked at her and I handed it back and I said, no thanks. And she said to me, well, don't you think you'll need that? And I whispered back to her, I said, when you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. And she looked at me and smiled and nodded. She fully understood what I just said to her. So in these debates, I didn't need all that stuff because in essence, every question I was going to be asked, I would simply tell the truth. And if you do that, you don't need a good memory. And so that's what we're taking forward here. And people who will stonewall 9/11, well, why? If what you're saying is true, then simply tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, Governor, I mean, take the new NIST report. They have now retracted their previous five reasons Building 7 fell, that 47-story structure, for those that don't know, that was hit by nothing that day. And they've retracted that it was bad building construction. They have retracted that a fuel oil tank blew up and did it. They have retracted that the North Tower fell and gouged out 25% of the south face of Building 7. And now they're seeing a new phenomenon. This is like seeing a leprechaun in your backyard. It's a new phenomenon. Never before seen. Thermal expansion did this with 1,200, 1,500 degrees. Cool fires made it symmetrically fall. So they're just counting on the public, not looking at the evidence. And I'm here to tell everybody, and I want to get your take on this, the new NIST report has completely and totally backfired on them.
Well, the last report I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, the last report I saw from them on Building 7 stated that they said that the fuel in the building, the diesel, was not responsible. They said the fire that destroyed the building was basically furniture and papers burning?
Yes, and they say it's never happened before.
That was their final line on the report that I saw. And I looked at it and started laughing. I thought, wait, how could they possibly? They're telling me that papers and furniture could cause a steel-structured, girdered building to uniformly collapse in 7 seconds? Alex, if that's the case, then what is being done? Because clearly, in that era of time, when that building was built, there were probably hundreds of others built throughout our country and the world. Shouldn't there be steps taken to ensure public safety if merely a fire with furnishings and paper can cause the total collapse of a 49-story skyscraper? What is being done about that?
Well, let me tell you, federal agencies then put out new guidelines in the last month telling them to build buildings differently, and major engineering firms and groups are now suing the federal government saying this isn't true, this isn't reality, and they're saying if this is the case, then a Bic lighter would be able to burn down a building, and we don't need controlled demolition companies anymore.
Wow. Well, and that's the truth. I said that from day one when I read this. I said, well, the way that...
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. It finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In this major, major case. Well, the part I took home from that more than anything is also the attitude I'm going to bring to this show so that all your listeners will be clear on this. There's a scene in there where Denzel Washington turns and says this words. He says, explain it to me like I'm a 6-year-old. Do you remember that from the film?
Yes.
He makes that statement, explain this to me like I'm a 6-year-old. Well, that's the aspect I'm taking forward on this. Explain it to me like I'm a 6-year-old. So that we will all be able to hopefully clearly understand what these people are talking about. Because I think for the most part, most of us feel that if it were explained to a six-year-old, we would be able to grasp it.
Well, I want to get more into 9/11. Let's talk about, you told me that it was great meeting Karen Johnson out in Phoenix when you were there visiting, when you went to the 9/11 Truth event and spoke there. And then I love the video of the media trying to attack you, and you throw it right back at them and say, you explain it to me, because the official story doesn't answer any of the real questions. And even the 9/11 Commission says they weren't allowed to even do their job. So recap what your experience was like really getting in with both feet into 9/11 Truth out in Arizona.
Well, I'll tell you, there's some dedicated people is the first thing I want to say. You know, Senator Karen Johnson, to me, shows tremendous courage because she's a current elected official who is making no bones about the fact that she feels that the 9/11 investigation was completely botched and that there certainly should be a second investigation done, even though at this point in time it would be exceptionally difficult because there, as I stated earlier, there's no evidence. It's all been destroyed. So nobody can go there and get anything scientific, you know, it isn't made available to anybody. But the people out there are super dedicated people, and they're coming from all walks of life, which is the thing that I'm really noticing and that really makes me feel good. Not only do you have a strong group of young people, whom you would expect. You know, I grew up in the 60s, so, you know, I know what it's like for young people to bolt from the status quo. I grew up in the generation that we used to say, don't trust anyone over 30. You know, I remember that famous quote. And, you know, so you've naturally got young people that are heavily involved. But then there were also professional people out there who are involved, people who you wouldn't expect to be involved, who have taken time and studied it a little bit. And I think that's really the thing that needs to happen in this country. We've got to break away. I had a guy the other day just look at me and smile, and he's at the golf club, and he said, I don't believe any of that conspiracy stuff. And I looked at him and I said, well, what knowledge do you actually have? What have you done to study it at all? Are you simply going on what the television has told you and what the government has told you, and you just blindly accept that today? And this guy was a Vietnam veteran, Alex. I would expect him to be a little bit more cynical, you know, in light of the fact they've now revealed the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. And, you know, in the fraudulent whole Vietnam War.
Well, the NSA.
How we wouldn't allow elections in Vietnam because they knew Ho Chi Minh would win them, you know, and things of that nature. And so, you know, and it irks me that the public is so, they don't want to, maybe it's because they don't want to believe anything else, but that isn't the attitude to have, and that's not going to do us any good because, you know, you can stick your hole in the head, but it doesn't mean things are going to go away and they're going to be right. The only way that happens is by people being involved, paying attention, and doing a little detective work on their own, and understanding that you cannot trust the mainstream media today, and you cannot trust our government today.
Absolutely, and it's the denial that there could be corruption or there could be a problem that has allowed the corruption to take over. History shows you're always going to have corrupt groups and criminal organizations and elites trying to take over and set up empires and abuse the average person's rights and liberty and property. And so to deny that any of that exists in history or in this country is the greatest folly, and we're about to reap the whirlwind on that front. Governor, we're going to break in a moment, and we get back.
Okay, Alex, let me throw this out for a minute. The other thing I find so mind-boggling in this whole affair of 9/11 is the fact that we will so quickly believe that 19 Islamic radicals with box cutters could do what happened that day, but we totally throw out that us on the Christian side could never do something like that.
Oh, that's a great point. In fact, let's keep talking about 9/11, then I want to get into your book, and I want to talk about what's coming up in Austin with yourself and Willie Nelson and I, and a lot more, and maybe take a few calls at 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
We're going to get back into 9/11 in just a moment with Jesse Ventura. And yes, I'm going to take a few calls for the governor coming up in about 15 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. Kind of a grab bag. See what type of questions you have for the good governor. We'll talk about his book, too, before he leaves us. And he is coming to Austin. I really look forward to that. It doesn't get any cooler than getting to hang out with Jesse Ventura. I'm really excited about it. And Willie Nelson at the same time, and a bunch of others that I'm not at liberty to talk about that are going to be at this event. It just blows me away that this is actually happening. But so Jesse doesn't think I'm kidding him. I've got his email. I guess I can send it to him. Here is the trailer from the TV show they worked on similarly, but I think his is going to make it through. I hope it does. It's about a minute and a half long, called American Conspiracy. Here it is.
You're either evil or you're good.
These are the stories you hear in whispered conversations.
We're both in skull and bone with the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
One would think it wouldn't take very long for that to happen, dealing with people like this.
These are the stories that offer different explanations.
These mothers have been every monster you can imagine, and I do this because I believe in this country.
They are the stories that must be told. Suspicion of our politicians is not new. But the number of citizens who distrust the government today has reached an alarming new height. In New York City, Nearly two-thirds of the population believes there is more to 9/11 than has been told.
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States.
But where can viewers turn? American Conspiracy. Our nation's preeminent conspiracy expert, radio host Alex Jones, takes us beyond the stock stories of the mainstream media. He asks the questions others won't consider.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of Kerry?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
He explores the places others only talk about.
You're beginning to sink deeper into the rabbit hole now.
He takes us through the doors others won't enter.
I can't begin to imagine what we're going to discover.
In this first ever adrenaline-fueled docudrama, Alex Jones uncovers America's darkest secrets.
You need to answer real questions instead of lying.
It is the X-Files, unscripted, all the more frightening because it is real.
All right. It goes on from there, but Governor Ventura, what do you think of that?
You got me hooked. I'm ready to watch.
You know, my wife last night, I was telling her about this, and she just got so excited because I think you're going to do 20 times better because you're going to be the producer. And I know you don't want to give us, too many hints, but if it gets picked up, what are some of the areas you're going to get into? Obviously JFK, because isn't that what originally woke you up more than 30 years ago?
Yeah, there's certain aspects to the JFK murder that can still be looked at even today. There's certain things that could be done which could shed a great deal of light as to what went on, 40-some-odd years ago.
You know, I have the tape of E. Howard Hunt saying he ran the operation. I have the video.
There's things of that nature, and then there's other stuff, too, out there that I will get into. But JFK, it could lead us to many, many different things that people have questions about and that there are conspiracies of. There's a lot of interesting things that deal around Scientology and that religion.
Hey, how about you crash the Scientology church or crash Skull and Bones? Oh, my God.
Well, in order to crash Skull and Bones, I might need a whole SEAL platoon.
Hey, Jesse, I on air, I'm going to say it. And if it gets off the ground, I want to be a sidekick.
Alex, what? Wait a minute. I want to ask you something. Skull and Bones, now that's like the secret society at Yale University?
Yeah, it's a homoerotic a Germanic death cult where Robert De Niro got it right in his big film, The Good Shepherd, and they do satanic rituals. I've actually snuck into one of their meetings that they had separately in California.
The Skull and Bones, that's what they do?
Absolutely.
Well, isn't George Bush part of that?
Yes, it's very Christian.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. How can that be Christian?
Well, let me tell you, Bohemian Grove that I snuck into, I'm sure you've heard of that, Northern California, the mainly right-wing Christian leaders go there and they bus in male prostitutes. I mean, I know you're not attacking them either for their sexual preference, but why are they so hypocritical, Governor?
Well, I don't know nothing about that, but it's certainly hypocritical if it's true. I mean, Alex, sometimes you go to places that even I don't know exist.
Governor, do you have a computer in front of you? I love doing the Google game. Google male porn star services moguls, and you'll be looking at mainstream newspapers. Remember,
really?
Remember Jeff Gannon, the bald-headed gay madam who was in the White House press conferences and who was signed in over 100 times past midnight at the White House? You remember that?
I don't know a thing about any of that.
Oh, listen. Oh, my God.
Alex, you got to say, you know what? You better let me just stick to what I know about and focus on that. If you get me off track with all this other stuff, I won't know whether I'm coming or going.
I know. Well, listen, you know a lot about stuff I don't know about, and you're in a very powerful position. And kind of like 2 years ago when I gave you Terror Storm, I would love to just be an unofficial advisor I could send you so much stuff that's admitted, sir.
Well, we're going to do this first pilot, and then we go and let's get this one on the air, and once this one's on the air, hopefully we will be brought into series, and at that point we'll be looking for a lot more stuff to educate and entertain the people on.
Well, I publicly groveled to Lord Ventura. Lord Ventura.
Well, as I said, Alex, we got to do it one step at a time.
No, I know.
You know, right now, my focus is to do this pilot and make it as good, entertaining, give people knowledge and to make people question some things and give them enough facts to the ability to raise some questions and ask them and not be afraid to do it.
Well,
we're supposed to be in a free country. Let's always remember that. We're supposed to have the First Amendment here where we can talk. And again, and I know this has been said many times, but people need to always remember the First Amendment is to protect unpopular speech, not popular, because popular speech doesn't need protection.
Well,
unpopular does.
You know what Mark Twain said? Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And you really are a great patriot, one of the biggest names to go public for 9/11, and it is becoming more and more mainstream thanks to you and so many others. What is it like to see the phenomenon of government-sponsored terror becoming more and more accepted, sir?
Well, you know, we got to wait and see. You know, let's see the chips fall and let's see the education take place. But that's hopefully that's what this show will help to do. And as I said, I'm got my fingers crossed that the courage will be there and that it'll get on the air. And the True Network, I think, has seen, somebody told me, in 90 million homes today or 100 million homes.
It's 91 million.
You know, that starts the ball rolling.
And it's one of the biggest cable system shows and networks out there. And I tell you, they're lucky to have you. I'm just so excited about it. I mean, Jesse Ventura, Conspiracy Investigations, it doesn't get any better than that. Getting back into 9/11, there are so many facets to it. But some of the areas that they can't ignore is the White House lying and saying we never heard of plans to fly planes into buildings when there had been hundreds of government drills and plans and they'd even, you know, had Operation Bojinka and other cases where things like this had developed. We also have the war games that morning, just like on Sevens.
What gets me the most, Alex, is when I watch Condoleezza Rice testify and state, we had no idea they would take planes and use them as missiles into buildings. And then you find out that, yes, they did. They even had, as you said, practice things that had happened within the government, and what would they do? How can they sit back and look at us and say they were so naive that they didn't have any idea that this type of situation could happen? It insults my intelligence, Alex.
I tell you what insults my intelligence. I'm in Austin, Texas. The main network's in Burnsville, Minnesota, and we have problems about three times a year. And it's when we have somebody big like Jesse Ventura. In fact, the last time it happened was when he was on, and you probably can't hear it, Governor, but somebody's cutting into the line. John, I want to switch to the other ISDN right now. Okay? I don't know if you're hearing that crackling, but okay, it switched. Yeah, Governor, a lot of weird stuff going on here on our end, but I'm sure it's just a coincidence that somebody cuts our digital lines only when you're on the show.
Well, maybe it's coming from my end, too, because you know, I wrote about that in my book. You know, the house that I lived in at the time I was governor, it turned out that there's pretty big, strong evidence that my lines were tapped there.
Now, Governor...
And after all, Alex, let's remember, our Democrats gave the president the ability to do that again.
Well, did you hear? When I was in... You probably didn't, but it was in the Denver Post. When I was in Denver for the DNC, I was going to meet with Cindy Sheehan, and she was doing a big event with Ralph Nader, and I was invited to that, and I'm going to meet her, and when I meet with her, she goes, guess what I just caught? She goes in her room, she's already been checked in, she goes out and eats, she goes in, the door's cracked, there's a guy in a suit over her phone, putting a device in it, he screws the top on and runs out of the room past her. And then, of course, you talked about what happened at your house. Tell folks about that again.
Well, you know, we had a system set up where, as the governor in your private home, they give you this red phone that even if it's knocked off the hook, it will ring automatically the local police, you know, who will come running, which is a good idea. You know, you don't even have to speak into it. If the phone is knocked off the hook, that sends a message right to the local police, and they're coming. But when they installed that, we always had weird clicking on my regular phones, and it was so bad it became laughable, where my in-laws would automatically state, well, I guess if you're out there, we're talking again, you know, and that type of thing. And then when I ended being governor, we found a little transformer type thing out on my deck one day that a friend of mine said, who used to do that for the phone company when ordered to, said that that had something to do with, you know, a listening type device. And then the guys who came out to then rewire my phones back up after the red phone was taken out and all this other stuff, they came up just baffled. They said, we've never seen phone wiring like this in all the years we've worked on them. So that's all I can go on, Alex, is that it was a very strange situation, to say the least, my 4 years in office.
Well, you know, you've told this story, but you never got into much detail here. Can you briefly get back into one of your first days at work? You go to the Capitol, and there's 23 CIA people in your office, but they won't tell you who they are. They won't tell.
Well, they weren't in my office.
They were in the Capitol basement.
And let's put it in the right thing. They requested, quote, requested that I come down and interview with them. You know, I don't want to say they ordered me to, because there was no one that said I had to. But I, being former military and, you know, new to the job, I felt that I guess this is my obligation. If the CIA wants to talk to me and I'm the governor of the state of Minnesota, I certainly should talk to them. So I went down, then when it arrived, I went down into the bowels of the Capitol, into this closed room, and I sat in a chair, and they were in a big half-moon circle around me. And let me also say, they were very professional. They were very courteous. They always addressed me as my title, governor. You know, all the formalities were there. I guess the scariest thing about it, Alex, was this. As I looked around the room at these 23 people, I saw my neighbors. And what I mean by that is, you would never guess in your wildest dreams that these were CIA operatives, which is their job. So obviously they recruit and they do it very well, because some of the people I looked at would look like the old retired guy down the street that would sweep the step. Others were younger people. Others were professionals. Others were blue collar. They came from with an entire cross section of what you'd call America.
Amazing.
And then, of course, I was a little belligerent, being who I am. And I said, before I answer any of your questions, I have a few for you. And one of them was, I asked them why they were operational within the United States when their orders are that they're not to be operational.
There's a federal law. It's a felony.
Right. And, well, clearly that law isn't enforced, because they're entrenched in Minnesota government, as I talk about in my book.
And what did they say to you?
Well, they wouldn't, really. They avoided the question pretty much. And you know, I said, your mission statement says you're not to be operational in the U.S. What are you doing here? You know? And then I said, I want to go around the room, and I'd like for you to tell me your name and what you do. Well, I got about half and half on both. Half would tell me their names. I don't know if they were their real names or not. No way of verifying that. And half would say at all what they did. If they did tell me what they did, how would you know that was the truth?
So how did it end?
It was much like when I went through SEER school, Survival, Escape, Resistance, and Evasion, when I was a frogman. Well, when they interrogate you there, my actual rate was storekeeper, which is supply. So I would tell them, I'm a storekeeper, I work in supply, I hand out blankets and requisition parts. Although I was actually a Navy SEAL, never worked in supply at all. But in those days, you had to go up in rank with a regular Navy rate. And so I was a storekeeper. And maybe that's the way it is for these people, too, that they don't, you know, they can make up and not actually do what they tell you.
But didn't you say the meeting basically ended there because they wouldn't answer the questions?
Oh, no, not at all. It didn't end there. I took their questions, and amazingly, all their questions dealt around how I got elected.
They wanted to understand how you came out of left field.
Yep. And that's their job. And it's like when I went home that day and I called my friend Dick Marcinko. you know, the creator of SEAL Team 6 and a 30-year Navy SEAL, and Dick dealt with the CIA a whole lot more than I ever did. And I was only in the active duty 4 years. Dick was in there 30-something. So I called Dick to ask him about it, and he started laughing, and he said, well, I don't know exactly, but I can throw a guess out. And I said, well, your guess is going to be better than mine. Fire it. He said, they didn't see you coming. And he said, their job is to report trends. They want to find out, are there going to be six more of these independent governors that might win? What's going on in the country? Because that's what their job is to do. Gather intelligence, present it to the government so that the government can then make a determination and an educated movement on what they, how they want to react to it.
Well, it's hard to believe. Yeah, Governor, it's hard to believe that we are already right up to the final segment, and I know you've got to go. Maybe I can twist your arm for five more minutes in the next hour so we have time to take four or five calls on the other side. Plus, I want to get into the Austin events coming up and plug the book. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our news websites. Stay with us.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band.
Declaring independence.
Declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down in a bloody war.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
For liberty for their descendants. Let me tell you, the best part about my job is that I get to see people really wake up to government-sponsored terror, to corruption, to so much, and to see people all over the planet waking up and to know that we are on the real cutting edge. And then I get to associate with people like Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and the former German defense minister, Andres Fondillo, and the Italian president. Former Italian president's gone public saying it's an inside job. People like Bill Christensen, CIA section chief in Berlin, who says it's an inside job. Bob Baer, who says it's an inside job on this show. The guy that made Siriano about CIA black op commander. You know, we are going against the flow, but we're starting to turn people around and wake them up. Governor Ventura, your book has been on and off the New York Times bestseller list. If anybody hasn't gotten it, they need to get it in bookstores everywhere. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. That said, I am looking forward to hanging out with you for a day and a half here in Austin. For those that don't know, I'll go ahead and announce the details. The 26th of October, the backyard, the last time, because they're moving to an even bigger facility. This one holds 18. It's outdoors. This one holds 8,000, and we're going to be having it streaming live for free on the internet at Infowars.com. It's Willie Nelson's idea. The thing is so popular that even when Willie said come to the event, it was almost sold out then. So it's sold out. You might go to Scalpers to get in, but regardless, it'll be free on the web. Austin City Limits is going to be there putting it out all over the country. They're going to be taping it for that. And a bunch of other media is going to be there, and so you'll definitely want to watch that for some surprises. Governor Ventura, do you like Austin, Texas? You've been down here quite a few times, I think.
I enjoy Austin, Texas very much. In fact, and I would tell you this, and I hope I don't offend the rest of the Texans, but if I were to ever move to Texas, Austin would probably be the prime place where I would look, because I love the blues and I love Stevie Ray Vaughan. And the whole Austin area down there is a magnificent area. It's fun to come and visit, and I'm looking forward to coming the 26th.
Well, if you like, Double Trouble and the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Jimmy Vaughn is going to be playing at the event, and he is a listener of the show. He's been a guest here. He lives in Austin. So, have you ever met Jimmy Vaughn? He's a fabulous guy.
Oh yeah, Jimmy was up at the Ron Paul thing here.
That's right. He told me about that. Absolutely, he was.
Yeah, Jimmy and I talked at the Ron Paul convention, the counter convention up here in the Twin Cities at the Target Center.
Well, it's a small world, and I'm just honored to be associated with people like you and Mr. Vaughn and others. God, it's exciting to be on the side of good. I feel sorry for those that are involved in corruption and bad, because I guess they don't have a conscience or they just don't care, because I love being part of the good guys. What about you, Governor?
Well, I don't know necessarily. You got to remember something. I was a villain for all those years in wrestling, so I like to cause trouble, too.
You're not a villain.
Well, I played a villain. Everyone hated me, Alex. They paid their hard-earned dollars.
Let me tell you,
to get my butt kicked.
Growing up in Dallas, watching you on TV, we liked you, and we were rooting for you to kick Hulk Hogan's butt.
Well, you know, when you put it that way, Alex, then you're not always on the side of right and justice, because I was a villain. Hogan was supposed to be the All-American boy, not me.
I know, but I know, but everybody liked. I mean, they're saying you're probably the best villain ever, Jesse. But you know, you're not really a villain, so we know that was just having some fun.
You know, people understand that's, you know, in the world of pro wrestling,
All right, folks, Alex will be back live tomorrow, Friday. Stay tuned to Alex Jones on the Infowars.com streams. Restreams in just 1 minute and 10 seconds. Stay right there, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.